Living the Faith. The Apostle Peter wants us to know that experiencing God's grace both encourages and equips us for living the faith. Remember, this is the same Peter who, in the turmoil of the arrest and trial of Jesus, denied even knowing him. In this letter, we hear from a more mature and less tempestuous Peter, who has found his way into faithful living because of the grace and pardon he found in Jesus Christ. I read from Peter's second letter, 2 Peter 1, verses 3 through 9. Peter wrote, "We have everything we need to live a life that pleases God. It was all given to us by God's own power. When we learned that he had invited us to share in his wonderful goodness, God made great and marvelous promises so that his nature would become part of us. Then we could escape our evil desires and the corrupt influences of this world. Do your best to improve your faith. You can do this by adding goodness, understanding, self-control, patience, devotion to God, concern for others, and love. If you keep growing in this way, it will show that what you know about our Lord Jesus Christ has made your lives useful and meaningful. But if you don't grow, you are like someone who is nearsighted or blind, and you have forgotten that your past sins are forgiven." And now we pray, Lord, when we are tempted, troubled, or feel threatened, help us to remember what we have experienced of the grace of Jesus Christ, and help us to trust in him completely. Amen.